Now, poetry, an exercise in feeling rather than logic, is how I would think I would go about describing it. You're looking at the internal, and you're trying to capture that in abstraction. You're not looking, when in a poem, typically, to describe something in a way where people goes, oh, yes, I recognize that. I could see that in the corner of my street. You want people to go, yes, I recognize that in here. It's, in contemporary times, structurally liberated. You know, there's not a meter or cadence or anything like that typically associated with the contemporary poem. You can still write like that, and there is, I mean, it's beautiful. It becomes like music when you're writing with the iambic pentameter, and, you know, and things like that.
I remember it.
Yeah. Yes.
I heard that noise before.
Yeah. But as far as what people expect in the poem, they don't expect that anymore. And actually, it's in contemporary times, it's poem is very confused as a form, I think, because it's people want to know what to expect when they're reading a poem. And if it's that's why some people like structure very much, having a rhyme at the end and things like that. So it's just, oh, yes, I know what's coming next. But when they read a poem, particularly if you're having someone read your poem in front of you, I don't know if you've ever read a poem and or had that experience, but people want to go, oh, yes, I understand perfectly. Yes, that makes sense. But that really, it shouldn't go like that at all. That's just the expectation of you know, what we want to please somebody. As for my experience with poetry, I like poetry a great deal. I made a CD called The Events of Election 08 that I did. I was very interested in the election back then. So each week for, I think, 36 weeks, I wrote a different poem about whatever was going on politically at the time.
Really?
Yes. And then I took the ones that I thought were the best 15, and I made a compilation CD and been selling it, things like
selling
that.
Selling it,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
You
so.
Play it for us.
Oh, I don't have a copy with me, unfortunately.
How do you sell it?
I sell it online, just kind of to friends, things like that.
Great.
I didn't have a distributor with it yet. But the thing that I like about that particular election is I think it's not like Bush Dukakis. I think it's something that's going to stand the test of time to a degree. And people are going to be looking back on it. So I wanted to capture it in a way that wasn't the way that the blogs were doing it or the way that CNN was doing it, but doing it in a way that kind of captured the feeling of the time rather than the logical, the way that things played out. So, and it was, I mean, I don't know how interested people were in the election at the time, but very fascinating between Obama and Sarah Palin and John McCain.
Yes.
And then the Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama primary going up to it. I mean, it was, I found it very fascinating.
Yeah.